WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to the Stoic Mind Gym. We're all about leveling up your mental game, one workout at a time. Today, we're diving deep into something that feels less like a workout and more like a warm hug for your sanity. Setting healthy boundaries. Ever felt like you were constantly giving, without getting anything back? You know that feeling when your phone's buzzing off the hook, your inbox is overflowing, and people seem to expect pieces of you at all hours. We've all been there. But here's the thing. Saying yes to everything isn't strength, it's actually your recipe for burnout. And trust me, nobody wins when you're running on empty. Setting healthy boundaries isn't about becoming a hermit or shutting people out. It's about creating a protective circle around your time, energy, and well-being. Think of it like the banter at a VIP club that cheers who gets in, ensuring the atmosphere stays positive and enjoyable for everyone. So, let's get real. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you master the art of boundary setting. 1. Know your worth. This is foundational, folks. You deserve respect, your time is precious, and your energy matters. When you recognize your own value, it becomes easier to say no to things that drain you or don't align with your goals. Think about it like this. Would you let someone borrow your favorite jacket without asking first? Probably not. Treat your time and energy with the same level of care. 2. Communication is key. Now, I know some of you are thinking, but Dylan, saying no feels awkward. Trust me, I get it. But remember, clear communication is a superpower. Instead of disappearing into thin air, try phrases like I'm really swamped right now, or that sounds interesting, but I need to prioritize insert your commitment. It's about being honest and direct without being harsh. 3. Start small. You don't have to become a boundary setting ninja overnight. Begin with small wins, maybe decline that extra meeting you don't absolutely need to say no to a social event when you really just want some quiet time. Each small victory builds your confidence and helps you establish healthier patterns. 4. It's okay to adjust. Life is constantly changing, so your boundaries might need to evolve too. Don't be afraid to reevaluate what works for you. Maybe that friend who was always borrowing money needs a different kind of support now. Or perhaps you realize you need more time for yourself after a particularly stressful week. Flexibility is key. 5. Be kind to yourself. Setting boundaries isn't selfish, it's self-care. It takes courage to stand up for your needs, and sometimes that can feel uncomfortable. Remember to be patient with yourself and celebrate those wins along the way. Let me paint a picture. Imagine you're at a bustling party, surrounded by people talking over each other. You're feeling overwhelmed and drained, but you're hesitant to leave because you don't want to disappoint anyone. That's where healthy boundaries come in. Imagine instead saying to yourself, "Okay, I'm going to enjoy this for an hour, but then I need some quiet time." You could excuse yourself politely, step outside for a few minutes of fresh air, or even just find a quieter corner to recharge. Remember, it's not about disappearing from social situations, it's about creating space for yourself to feel comfortable and present. So, there you have it, 5 powerful takeaways to help you build those healthy boundaries and reclaim your mental well-being. You've got this. It takes time and practice, but the rewards are worth it. Imagine feeling more energized, confident, and in control of your life. That's the power of setting boundaries, a superpower that helps you navigate the world with grace and intention. Now, go out there and make some space for yourself. Remember, your well-being is an investment, not an expense. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might benefit from hearing these insights. And let me know on social media what boundary you're planning to set today. We're in this together, one mental fitness workout at a time. See you tomorrow for another dose of Stoic Wisdom.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.